You're listening to SBS News.
Let them stay!
Lawyers representing the Tamil family seeking asylum in Australia were surprised in a federal court hearing by a decision from the Minister of Immigration to not use his discretionary power to grant the family asylum. The court heard late on Tuesday night of the development by Minister David Coleman, which means the family's youngest daughter, who is the applicant in the matter, would not be allowed to stay in the country. The court said it was in the interests of justice to grant the family's legal team extra time. A lawyer for the family, Karina Ford, says they now have an injunction to 4 p.m. on Friday.
This does sometimes happen. Decisions can be made quickly. It doesn't necessarily mean that the case is over. It just means potentially it's got to be run in a different way.
A large crowd of supporters gathered outside Melbourne's federal court, hoping Priya, Nardes and their daughters, Kopika and Tanika, can stay in Australia. Supporters were disappointed the hearing was adjourned. Aaron Milvaganam of the Tamil Refugee Council has told SBS News there's no reason the family shouldn't be allowed to stay in Queensland's regional town of Biloela.
There are thousands of regional Queenslanders, all residents of Biloela, want this family to be brought back there because they've been contributing to regional Australia, and you know, it doesn't make any sense at all for the government to send this family back to Sri Lanka when we are, you know, when regional Australia is in need of the, you know, people like Priya and Nardes.
For now, the family remains on Christmas Island after a last-minute injunction halted their deportation to Sri Lanka. Prime Minister Scott Morrison continues to insist that no exceptions will be made for this family.
It's about doing the right thing by the national interest. It's not about chasing public sentiment. A border protection, national security is not about chasing Twitter, public sentiment or anyone else. It's about doing the right thing.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Anthony Albanese spent the day in Biloela, where the family was living for 4 years before being removed.
It's not too late for the government to recognise that this isn't a threat to its immigration policy. It's not a threat to Australia's borders.
While lawyers for the family now have 2 days to consider their next move, lawyer Karina Ford says the legal team is not giving up.
We're still in uncertain territory, but I guess the fight is not over yet.
The minister's office has declined to comment while the matter is before the courts. Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.